I think we would have been aware of people who perhaps could have benefited from the independent living scheme at the earlier stages of it. I think the people that first piloted the opportunity to be part of the independent living scheme probably wouldn't have been people that were making use of the Crescent at the time. But there would have been people at the Crescent who were active members of KADP who would have known a lot about the development of that scheme and would have been very keen to have had the opportunity to have started to be considered for it. And I think we might have even been asked to approach people, some of our clients, to talk to them about what the independent living scheme was and to see whether it was something that they might be interested in taking on. Yeah, so from its inception, I guess, from the earliest stages of that starting to be developed. There was a real mixed reaction, I suppose. There will have been those people who would have probably been early adopters, keen to find out what the new opportunities presented. They will have been aware of those people who were championing that kind of model of care and would have wanted something similar for themselves. So they would have been really keen to find out more about it, find out how it worked, look into what the implications were for them. There would have been other people who were absolutely, completely against that idea and felt that life was quite difficult enough without becoming an employer as well as somebody who had struggles to look after themselves and meet their own needs. And I think that was a quite a big deterrent to a lot of people at the Crescent, was that they probably knew enough from their working lives to know that managing people, employing people, managing budgets is quite a taxing experience. And unless there's someone there to help you with it, if you are finding life more difficult than you used to, you would have to be quite naive to volunteer to take that on if there was no obvious benefit in it for you. So I think for those people, their argument would have been, if the way that the care is provided to me meets my needs, and all I'm going to be doing is taking away the executive function from social services, what's the benefit for me other than the stress of becoming a manager, an employer, and having to deal with things like national insurance contributions, potential insurance claims, industrial tribunals if I sack someone who takes me to court. You know, and these were bright people. They knew what they were talking about. They would have worked in sectors where they would have employed lots of people. So they weren't naively going along thinking, yeah, that's great, I want to be my own boss, and not thinking for a moment that could be actually an extraordinarily difficult and stressful thing to do. So I think it was a quite well evaluated reservation. It wasn't one of just fear of the unknown. I think as more people started to take it on and more people started to find that it worked for them, there were more models around, role models around in the Crescent who could explain, well, you know, it's not all roses, but you do get a degree more choice and flexibility. You have more choice over who you employ. And I think that started to sell itself when people could see that. But even now, I think that those people were right to question whether it was as simple and straightforward as perhaps it was being suggested it would be.